Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, in a state with the highest unemployment rate, getting people retrained and back into the workforce. On the program today, Johanna Downey, Peter Droog, and Monica Ford. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Chip Evans, Michael Hackett, and Todd Taxpayer Bailey. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If your loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for this first segment Johanna Downey, who's branch manager of Reno Join Inc., and Peter Droog, branch manager of ProNet Reno. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to Monica Ford, president and executive director of Nevada Partners. Let's start briefly, if you would explain what it is that your organization does.
Hi, Sam. Thank you again for having us on here. I'm with Join, Job Opportunities in Nevada. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, private, federally funded organization that's workforce development and training for Northern Nevada. We have offices all across the different counties here, 8 different locations.
Okay, and so what happens? Do you go out and seek the unemployed or people who are looking for a different form of employment? How does that operate?
A little of both. Primarily, we get a lot of referrals from different types of agencies, and we do a lot of advertisement out there. Well, I can't say advertisement. We do a lot of promotion out there in the community to advertise basically what our services are. We do provide training. As I said, we work with a lot of collaborators within the community. We work with UNR and TMCC, and we try to direct people to the appropriate types of training that will get them the skills that they need to make them work ready. That's our primary purpose.
And what is the situation now as you find it here in Northern Nevada? We're slowly coming out of the recession. Are people finding work? Are people... Because it seems to me, I talk to a lot of employees who are not getting the employees that they need. So it's kind of a conundrum there.
We hear that quite frequently, which really shocks me, because actually there are lots of jobs that are available. It's just, what are people willing to take? When we have people that are basically receiving probably more money on unemployment than they may be in getting a job, most people are going to take the unemployment and not actively seek that job. But we try to convince our clients that it's really important. Get your foot in the door. You know, even if it's a lesser pay, you never know what connections that you might be able to make that's going to find you a better or different or a better paying job, for that matter. With employers, I think that's interesting that you say that, because I get a lot of requests from different employers saying we're looking for XYZ in employees, and we send them those qualified applicants, and then I hear employers turning around saying, well, these folks are overqualified. So I don't know. So I think there's a miscommunication basically going on between what the employers are really looking for, what employees are really willing to take, and where's that happy medium. And we try to bridge that gap for everybody, because we work with both the unemployed and with employers.
Peter, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Again, ProNet is also a branch of JOIN. However, we are unique not only in Northern Nevada, but throughout the state, in the fact that our demographic is the professional. The unemployed professional is more than just the financial aspect of losing your job. It is the loss of identity, which then evolves into the loss of confidence. Our program works both internally, similar to Johanna's, internally and externally, to provide the training to these professionals to improve their employability. Where we're finding that we work core workshops, so it's skills analysis, resume writing, compensation negotiations, but we also offer graduate workshops, for example, entrepreneurial skills, leadership versus management. So the key is it's really a three-legged stool. It's to improve the job search tools, how to deal with unemployment, and once you find a job, how to stay employed. Those are the three aspects that we deal with on our normal basis.
You know, one of the things that's interesting, you know, We have an economy that obviously we have a lot of people who are unemployed in the Silver State, especially in Southern Nevada, perhaps more so percentage-wise than in Northern Nevada. In past times, people would move to where the jobs are. Mm-hmm. There are areas in this country that are thriving, North Dakota, for example, and South Dakota. Mm-hmm. But because of the housing situation, people are not able to make those kind of moves. How do you see the resolution of this coming down?
I can't tell you what the resolution per se is. I think the governor in his seven sectors is moving in the right direction, in the fact that we need to create jobs within the state to maintain the people. Now, for a year, Johanna and I both must follow up with people who are exited from the program for employment. It's amazing. On an average, I send out about 200 emails a month. The percentage of those people who have moved out of state to Arizona, to Montana, to Minnesota, it's a lot of M states involved here, okay, but into California. So they are moving out. If they can extract themselves from the financial situation here in Nevada, they are moving to other states, either because of career opportunities or because family's there to support them. But it's the opportunity is more in another state than it is here in Nevada, in their eyes, their perspective currently.
As the governor tries to produce economic development, it's not a short-term thing. It's not something that's going to happen in the next year or two. I mean, I remember talking to people about the development of downtown Reno, and the same applies to Las Vegas. It's a 20 to 30-year project. How do you balance, you know, what you're offering to people who are going to be your clients in terms of the opportunities that may be coming versus maybe it is time to move?
One of the biggest things that we've been trying to instill in people is that it's okay to remember where you came from in your job searches and in your professions, but it's even more important to remain flexible and adaptable to the changes that are coming down the pike for future employment. I'm very optimistic. We may not have seen the actual bottom yet within Northern Nevada as far as economic development and jobs per se, but I'm very optimistic because, as I said, as long as people are willing to put themselves out there and to take the trainings and classes that they need to be open-minded about situations and to recreate themselves on a regular basis, I think we can continue to grow what's going on in Northern Nevada. We've got a good little ripple happening right now, and to keep that momentum, it's just we need to stay positive and stay focused, and I'm a big proponent of that.
Okay, and both of your services are free?
Yes,
we are.
Okay, we're going to put links to both of your organizations on our website, and so if people want to find out more, they can go there. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate the optimism that you both exude.
Thank you
very much.
We'll be right back
Sam.
On Nevada Newsmakers. We'll take a look at Southern Nevada right after this.
Your business.
business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, take a look at Southern Nevada now, and we're joined by Monica Ford, President and Executive Director of Nevada Partners. Monica, let's start out by you telling us a little bit about your organization and what you do.
Okay, well, good morning, and thank you so much for inviting me this morning. Nevada Partners is a 501c3. It's a community-based organization that deals with job training, financial stability, an array of services for individuals, youth, adults, and dislocated workers.
I would have to think that with the unemployment level in Southern Nevada, that you are overwhelmed by potential clients.
Well, actually, we really have several clients that come into our organization. We are known in the community that to provide services, so we have an array of services that we provide. We have had over 3,000 individuals in this last past quarter. So yes, we do actually have several individuals that come through our organization.
Tell us about some of your successes.
Okay. Well, I will say that because of the strategic partnerships that we have been able to place over 1,400 people in the last 2 years. So during the economic downturn, because of the job development that we do and the specific training that we do, we are able to meet the needs of the employer as well as the employee, get them job ready. One of the things that I'd like to add is that we really do take a holistic approach to our components, our job training components. It's very true that oftentimes individuals, as they go through this process, there are so many other barriers that they have that a lot of organizations do not emphasize on. So, for instance, we have individuals who come through and they have their children that are having issues in school and they don't know what to do. It's hard to focus on job training when you have a situation that you cannot deal with. So we also provide services to parents that have concerns with their youth, providing them strategies to get that underway so that they can be successful in their job search.
What kind of
in addition to that, we do... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
What kind of industries do you service?
Well, we currently service primarily hospitality, obviously, but right now we're doing an emphasis on green training and also the healthcare sector.
Now, we're starting to see not so much new buildings going up as far as the Strip is concerned, but certainly there have been, you know, the opening of the Octavius Tower at Caesars and other expansions. Project Link is going to be coming online here in the next couple of years. Are you seeing more availability mm-hmm. of jobs in the hospitality sector?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we recently, when the Plaza, which is a downtown hotel, when the Plaza opened, we developed a partnership with them, and we provided all of the training for them. So it's those type of partnerships that are very viable and very successful. So we do have those partnerships with even the Strip properties. So when they have new restaurants opening, when they have new towers and they need GRAs, or recently they had the green training where they're greening their properties, we were able to assist in that as well. So yes, there are new opportunities coming around.
Are you optimistic? Because it seems like there's 200,000 more people living in Las Vegas than there are jobs for them.
You know, I am optimistic. We have a sense of hope because things are turning around. The fact that we were able to even place 1,400 individuals in this last year is a show that there are things that are turning around. And with these partnerships and these great organizations, because there's several in Southern Nevada as well as Northern Nevada, we are able to join together and be successful.
One of the things that was discussed in the previous segment with folks who are helping people in a similar way in Northern Nevada was that in some cases, the amount of money that these people are being offered is less than the unemployment. They would rather take the unemployment than take a lesser amount in these jobs. Are you running into the same kind of problem in Southern Nevada?
Well, of course, that is one of the challenges. But one of the things that we like to talk about is the self-sufficiency that coming back into the workforce provides. And being able to have health care benefits for your family is much greater than a temporary unemployment. Not to say that unemployment is not a wonderful, you know, a wonderful substance, but it really is a temporary thing. So we like to have individuals in training, and that does not impact the unemployment, but we try to talk about what it means to really be ready and available to work in a long standing employment arrangement.
All right, well, I appreciate your enthusiasm here and your hope, and we're going to put your information up on our website at NevadaNewsmakers.com, so if people want to get in contact with you, your services, I understand, are free as well, correct?
They are, absolutely.
Okay, Monica, thank you so much for what you're doing. We appreciate it. Monica Ford, President and Executive Director of Nevada Partners in Southern Nevada. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Uncertainty around health care. If you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are picking up with the Power Pundit panel we had last week on the show. We're going to continue the conversation. We have Todd Taxpayer Bailey, producer of Capital Chronicles. Where do you find that?
On the web, thecapitalchronicles.com. And if you spell it wrong, it's okay. I got that one too.
Okay, fine. And then Michael Hackett, vice president of Hours Consulting, and Chip Evans, former chair of the Washoe Dems. And where we left off, Michael was filibustering on talking about all the ramifications of State Senator Sheila Leslie resigning her seat in the Senate last Wednesday, her safe seat to run in a competitive seat against Greg Brower, who is a Republican, of course. There's a slight Republican edge in that district, Chip.
There is, but that's a brilliant move that Senator Leslie made.
Because
she has enormous...
Going from a safe seat to a competitive seat.
Well, it's only competitive if the candidate's competitive. You know, Greg Brower was appointed to that seat. He came and represented his folks in the legislature by not voting on very many things. He was out campaigning already for another office. You know, I don't think his support is deep in that district at all. I think she's got a very good chance of knocking him clean. She's a much better campaigner, you know, at the door, in groups, and she has a huge following of activist base here. I think she's going to have a good campaign, and she'll be the next senator in that district.
It kind of strikes me that in terms of campaigning, she's like Chris G down in Southern Nevada, where, you know, Chris G will walk her county commission district three or four times prior to the election. She's going to be a tough campaigner.
It's an absolutely brilliant move, and let me just say, Senator Leslie, thank you, because you're going to have this great ideological debate in that Senate district. I guess it's 15, because Sheila Leslie is by far one of the strongest leaders for what the Democratic Party stands for, and Greg Brower is going to have to work hard. You know, he lost an election to Sharon Angle with just the retail political strategy that you're talking about that Sheila Leslie is good at. So I really hope Mr. Brower steps up and really takes the conservative message strongly, as he claimed to be doing in the last election when he was appointed that he would do, because he's up against a very tough opponent. And it's a great thing in a gambling state, because if she's successful, you will see the Nevada State Senate go to Democratic control for a long time. But if she loses, that really does tilt in favor of the Republicans, because they've got a couple of Senate races in Las Vegas that they're looking at picking off. And so for us in the media, this is going to be some great political drama. That Senate District 15 is going to tell a lot about where the state of Nevada is heading, because it is predominantly Republican. But as we all know, there's many Republicans who vote and support things that Democrats like.
And she will be a guest on this program in about a week from now.
So that'll be great.
So
good job.
It'll be great to have her on here. You know, this is going to be a big money race. Mike Slanker, who ran the governor's campaign, ran Senator Ensign's campaigns, a very strong Republican campaign runner, is going to be running Greg Brower's race. So certainly from the advertising perspective, there will also be, I'm presuming, a lot of money just because of what this means for the state.
I would agree with that. I think this is one of those all-in races that you're going to have on both sides, where they're going to have to either commit fully 150% or whatever to be able to get what they want out of this. So I agree completely with that it is going to be probably one of the most expensive Senate races, if not the most expensive Senate races that we've ever seen. And again, you can't, you're right, it is going to require a change in approach by Brower. He is going to have to do much, much heavier retail and really get out there and try to make a connection. And one of the things, too, if I may may, very quickly, is you talked about the district. One of the things that's in Sheila's advantage in this is this encompasses a lot of her former assembly district, mm-hmm. so it's not like she has a whole brand new district that she has to get acquainted with. They have to get acquainted with her. So that is another issue that bodes well in her favor.
And there's going to be another, I think both of the Senate seats down in Southern Nevada, certainly the Mark Hutchison, Benny Yerushalmi race is going to have a lot of money in that one as well.
You know, I keep hearing about a lot of money, and yet when I talk to candidates, they say, you know, it's really hard getting money these days. I'm not exactly sure where all this money's coming from. Perhaps it's pocket change for the Koch brothers or something, but, you know, money in Nevada for political races is tight, and key races will attract good money, but they can't all be key.
But don't you think, though, that because the Senate is so close, that it's going to attract more money just because the Republicans feel that they have a chance to take this back?
You know, I think a sober view is probably that their chance is small and just playing the odds. I don't think there's going to be...
We've gone from the sober view. Let's have the drunken view. I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you what. There's one reason why this race is going to energize Republicans, because this is Senator Raggio's district that is a lot bigger now than it was when Senator Raggio did a great job of protecting his district during former redistricting. But that isn't true this time. It's a much bigger district. And if Republicans lose this seat, then they're in big trouble in this state.
As far as the money issue goes, I think one of the X factors in this is how much money from outside of Nevada is this race going to attract?
A lot.
I would agree with
a
that.
A lot.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Great discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Renewable energy is going to be a big part of our future. And thanks to the education I'm getting, it's going to be a big part of my future, too. TMCC, you complete me.
One of the great things about living here is that I get to take my kids fishing just about every week. Another great thing is Carson Tahoe and all the amazing people that work there.
I had a serious heart condition, and I wasn't sure if I was going to make it.
But the team of cardiac experts at Carson Tahoe knew exactly what to do. They literally saved my life.
And I'm living proof that life here is really something special.
Carson Tahoe, your heart hospital.
In 1990, in Severn, Maryland, the daughter of a clergyman was discovered by a music industry insider while pumping gas at a service station. The odds of her getting signed and spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of this former church choir singer going on to sell 40 million records? 1 in 15 million. The odds of the same woman winning 6 Grammy Awards and starring in 2 Broadway plays? 1 in 75 million. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference.
Caring about people and their well-being? That's what got me interested in nursing. But your program is what got me the nursing job of my dreams. TMCC, you complete me.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the state treasurer will be here, Kate Martin. See you then.